in the limelight.
Speaking in an interview with Fars News Agency, William Jones, journalist and political commentator, said, "The bitterness for so many Americans over the failure of the American dream has often been taken out on the latest category of immigrants, and this has led to heightened racial tensions, not only against American blacks, who have always been discriminated against regardless of how many generations their families have been here, but also against the latest batch of immigrants, now largely non-Caucasian." William Jones is a Washington bureau chief for the Executive Intelligence Review and a non-resident fellow of Chongqing Institute for Financial Studies, Renmin University of China. This interview is published under the heading U.S. Admins Promoting Hate Crimes Against Asian Americans. Stay tuned, please, for the details of this article. Speaking in an interview with Fars News Agency, William Jones, journalist and political commentator, said, "The hate crimes against Asian Americans has no doubt been promoted by the tremendous anti-China bias exhibited by both the Trump and now the Biden administrations. People do not understand China, and therefore they do not understand Chinese culture. It appears alien to many Americans. And unfortunately, the closing of the Confucius Institutes and the increased restrictions on Chinese citizens coming to the U.S. has inhibited Americans from acquiring a greater understanding of China and the Chinese. The gun culture in the United States of America is a perennial problem that is simply getting worse." The political commentator added, "Many people and many legislators have wanted to do things to restrict the proliferation of guns, in particular automatic weapons, with mixed results. The fact that the right to bear arms is in the U.S. Constitution also makes it difficult to make any sweeping changes in the legislation without changes in the Constitution, which would be a very lengthy and difficult process to accomplish, and probably a non-starter. But it would perhaps not have much of an effect on the number of hate crimes, only the way they would be perpetrated. This is more of a cultural and educational issue, and would require improving the cultural and social climate in the U.S., as well as an improvement in economic conditions, which have deteriorated through the years, causing more hardship and bitterness among the American population." The journalist and political commentator added, "The U.S. has traditionally always been open to immigrants. Nation of Immigrants has been its designation for many years. Yet, none of the immigrants have had an easy time with it, and integrating fully into U.S. society often took years, even decades, and usually only with the emergence of the second generation or third generation of those families. It has always been a fight for each new group of immigrants, and the ideal has often paled in the light of the reality. During recent years, the notion itself has come under direct attack. Part of this is due to the worsening conditions for the lower 90% of the population, and the bitterness for so many Americans over the failure of the American dream has often been taken out on the latest category of immigrants. And this has led to heightened racial tensions, not only against American blacks, who have always been discriminated against regardless of how many generations their families have been here, but also against the latest batch of immigrants, now largely non-Caucasian.